According to the Recording Industry's Trade Association, 2002 has been another terrible year for the major record labels. Results of the holiday shopping season aren't in yet, but based on figures from January through June, the number of records sold this year may have fallen by 10%. And that is on top of a 10% decline in 2001 and a 7% drop the year before. The reasons for the decline are a matter of some debate, as NPR's Rick Carr reports.
It's the economy, stupid, right? We are in a recession, after all. But economic downturns historically have not affected record sales, according to Stan Liebowitz, an economist at the University of Texas at Dallas and author of the book Rethinking the Network Economy.
While it's statistically significant, it would explain virtually none of the change that's occurred in the last year or two.
Maybe a percent or two, Liebowitz says. The decline in record sales is especially puzzling in light of what's happened to book and DVD sales over the same period. For example, Peter Dayball, president of Comscore Media Metrics, which measures online audiences, says the firm looked at internet retailers, including Amazon and CD Now, and found that their record sales fell by 25% this year.
That was in stark contrast to increases in other categories, such as books or movies and videos. We know that online spending is increasing, so they must be spending it on other things, DVDs or other forms of entertainment.
Preliminary figures from the Recording Industry Association of America, or RIAA, suggest that today, the major labels sell as many CDs, cassettes, and yes, old-fashioned vinyl records as they did in 1991. In other words, nearly a decade's worth of growth has been wiped out. There's only one historic precedent for the current decline, the early 1930s, when the Depression killed consumer buying power and fans got music delivered to their homes for free by a new technology, radio. An RIAA survey suggests that the same thing is happening today, according to the group's CEO, Hillary Rosen.
This year, for the first time, we're seeing more of our respondents in our consumer surveys suggest that the economy is playing a bigger role in their music purchasing decisions. That, as well as for a key demographic in our 12 to 24-year-old group, the number one response for them continued to be because they can get what they want online for free.
Rosen says they're getting free music from the so-called peer-to-peer networks on the internet, those descendants of Napster that allow music fans to essentially share their record collections with one another. One of the largest of those networks, Kazaa, now has almost as many users as Napster did at its peak in 2001, according to Comscore Media Metrics. Ever since Napster went online late in 1999, Rosen and label executives have retooled an industry catchphrase from the 1980s when they saw home taping as a dire threat to their survival. The new message has been, the peer-to-peer networks are killing music. Economist Stan Liebowitz says industry data seem to show that the internet is having a negative effect, but it's not as bad as the doomsayers suggest.
They have cried wolf that they were being killed back in the 80s with the audio cassette. And the copyright industry has made that claim about several technologies, including photocopying. And so in the past, they've been wrong. This time, I suspect that they're going to be right, that harm will actually be occurring, but I doubt that it's going to kill the industry.
It's hard to be certain exactly how many records are sold each year and for how much. All of that information comes from the RIAA, which estimates some figures, Liebowitz says, such as the number of new releases and sales by smaller independent record labels.
The numbers that we're dealing with, the data, are not always all that good. And you have to be pretty careful about that. And I can't guarantee that the numbers they're putting out, which is the basis for a lot of the analysis, is accurate.
Others say the major labels themselves are partially responsible for the downturn in sales because they're giving consumers fewer choices. Jim Griffin is a major label veteran who's now president of the online music company Cherry Lane Digital. He says labels have discontinued a product that 5 years ago accounted for about 10% of everything they sold, the single. Griffin says singles were unprofitable.
Really, this business is based on selling you 13 songs you don't want as you pursue the one you do. And so if you are satiated with the one you are looking for, you won't spend any more. And it's generally been true, at least in my experience over the past couple decades, that when you put a single into the marketplace, you budget a loss.
Singles generate less revenue and have smaller profit margins. It also costs labels money to sell them because retailers demand payment for shelf space. The labels stopped paying, Griffin says, and retailers stopped stocking singles in order to maximize sales of more profitable full-length CDs. Even there, he says, the major labels have cut back. Fewer acts are being signed to contracts, and fewer of those who do have deals have released new records. Hillary Rosen of the RIAA estimates that this year, labels released 2,000 or 3,000 fewer new titles than they did last year. Industry critics say that even if each of those records had sold only 5,000 copies, that alone would have accounted for about a quarter of the decline in sales. But Rosen insists that cutting back makes good business sense for the labels.
That's a good thing, not a bad thing. It means that they're spending more money concentrating on a fewer number of releases.
There's one more possible explanation for the decline in record sales. The public's taste is changing. The White Stripes were one of 2002's most highly touted bands. The band emerged as a pop phenomenon alongside The Strokes, The Vines, and a handful of other rock acts. But Jim Griffin of Cherry Lane Digital says the major labels continued to promote teen pop acts, even though fans seemed to be losing interest.
When the fall fashions don't sell well, nobody suggests that it's due to piracy. They say, hey, I think we missed our target group.
Griffin says that even with the creative missteps and a bad economy, the record industry isn't doing as badly as label executives contend. He points out that while the number of units sold fell by 10% last year, their total value at cash registers and online checkouts dipped by only 4%. That drop in sales revenue is tiny compared to the one that hit the industry during its last big slump, the Great Depression. Back then, according to some estimates, sales fell by 90%. That decline had a happy ending, though. By the end of World War II, record sales had not only made up the ground they lost on account of the Depression and the advent of radio, they'd more than doubled. Rick Carr, NPR News.
Repeating now.